the 2019 Cornerstone Credit Union League Conference. Oh no, it's an annual meeting and expo. I apologize.
Right. That's okay.
I'm going to cut that too. No. It's here in this beautiful town called Austin, Texas, yes. And it is gorgeous outside. I'm looking out the window down there. We've got some sunshine today as opposed to some crazy thunderstorms yesterday, but
exactly.
We survived and we're living to tell about it.
Yes.
And we're here with Gretchen Ziegler from Cornerstone Credit Union League. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Good.
I love this place. I love being around our members. It kind of lights my fire.
Mm-hmm, it does. Yeah, I was talking to one of our interviewers that said there's still nothing better than the face-to-face meeting.
Exactly.
So we do all this digital stuff all year long, and when we come to these conferences, we get to say howdy.
You can put a name and a face together.
Precisely.
And
precisely.
You know, we're in the relationship building business.
Mm-hmm.
That's really what government relations is about.
Yep, so. Indeed. Before we get into your topic, any highlights from the conference stand out for you so far?
I loved Jay.
Yeah, he was awesome yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I always come into these a little bit like jaded, like really, what am I going to get? And then I always walk away going, that was awesome.
Yeah.
So I love it.
Yeah, he delivered big time for
yes.
sure.
And so, of course, Brain Breaks are fun.
Which one? Brain Breaks?
Brain Breaks.
Tell me about Brain Breaks.
That's Scott Humston.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I heard
magic.
That. Yeah.
Hysterical.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I'll have to check that out.
A bowling ball somehow stuck in his paper and it dropped and it's pretty fun.
Oh, I didn't. Yeah. I missed that. Darn.
You've been doing your job.
I'm out here doing this stuff,
exactly.
Talking to great people like you.
Yeah, thank you.
And speaking of which, our topic is PAC and political engagement programs you guys
yes.
are doing. So give me a kind of a summary on some of these programs that you guys
are
doing.
I'm responsible for raising money from our members for our political action committee. They say lawmakers care about two things, money and votes. And I can provide the money, but the members have to do the voting.
Gotcha.
So we try to encourage our credit unions to give personal money, which is tough, but to contribute small dollars.
Mm-hmm.
And if everybody does something, nobody has to do a lot.
Right. It all adds up.
We have about, 22,000 full-time employees, and we figured if everybody gave a dollar paycheck, we'd raise over $1 million.
Wow, that's right, yeah. Good point.
So
Good point. Nobody
has to give a lot if everybody right. gives something.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
Yeah.
So tell us, why are these programs so important? What's behind it all? What keeps it moving? What's the end result? What do you want to achieve?
Well, we need our members to be engaged.
Mm-hmm.
It's really that's where our strength is.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of, we've always talked about that's our magic. I can't think of the word.
Our superpower?
It's kind of the advantage we have over banks is we
Correct.
Have members.
Right.
And
right.
they get engaged and they care.
Yep.
And they talk about how they serve their members.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I can go into a legislator's office and talk about why credit unions are great, but they want to hear from a constituent, how do they serve a member who could vote for him?
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
what do they do back in the district? So we're really working to get members engaged.
Mm-hmm.
Giving to PAC is one way.
Mm-hmm.
Going to Washington, D.C. or coming here or mm-hmm. the state capitol and
mm-hmm.
visiting lawmakers is important, but as important as getting involved in the district. So you don't always have to go to Austin, Texas, or Little Rock, Arkansas. Sometimes the most powerful meetings are back in the district.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of a laid-back atmosphere.
Right, right.
Hear about what credit unions are doing to make their constituents' lives better.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So the Capitol is right down the street here.
Yes, it is.
I think it's that way, one of the way.
That way, I think.
Yeah, that way.
I'm confused.
So are you guys spending a lot of time there?
Well,
or
we're
how does
actually
that work?
In session right now.
Okay.
So, in fact, this year, all three of our states are in a legislative session. Arkansas should be done shortly. Oklahoma's goes through May, and ours goes through the end of
mm-hmm,
May.
Mm-hmm.
We are only in session every other year for 140 days.
Okay.
So they're very busy in our office right now. Things start kind of slow in January, and then
mm-hmm.
they start picking up.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, we took our YPs, our young professionals, mm-hmm. over to the office last night.
Oh, did you?
And
oh,
then our lobbyist had one of the members of the legislature give him a tour of the Capitol.
Oh, nice.
So it was very, very cool.
Very cool.
You know, we talk about them getting involved, and we really want the young professionals involved in advocacy because they are the next generation of
mm-hmm.
leaders.
Mm-hmm.
So for them to actually see that and kind of get a back, you know, the behind the closed door
mm-hmm.
view of it,
mm-hmm.
it helps them understand kind of how to put it all together.
Yeah, it's exciting too,
it's
being
very,
a part of that.
Very,
you know,
exciting.
Kinda, yeah, so
yes.
It's, can't think of another word. Exciting,
yeah.
For sure.
Yes.
So the goals here. What do you want to achieve? What's the end game here?
Well, obviously, it's to pass legislation that helps credit unions continue to serve their members without a lot of regulatory burden. That seems to be our biggest issue right now. But it really is, you know, in the political engagement side, it's to get our credit unions involved. There are programs like MAP. It's a CUNA program. I don't know if you may have heard of it, member activation. So we try to get our credit unions to feel comfortable going out to their members and talking about issues that are important. And then they can respond to their lawmaker. You know, there's usually a link to click through. But we found, and CUNA did extensive research, they found that when members hear from their credit union, they want to hear from their CEO about issues that are important to the credit union because they're member owners. So they get that. And then they found, CUNA found in their research, that members are more likely to do more business with their financial institution and perhaps become their primary financial institution. MAP is a great it's a great tool for us. The challenge is a lot of people sign up and they have the best intentions, and then they think, oh, I don't want to go to my members. What if they get mad at me? And we've found, we've been on MAP, our credit unions have been participating. I bet the open rate is higher than a lot of marketing messages, because we get some marketers that say if we could get that kind of a click through and open. It's really showing our members what we're doing and how a credit union is different and better than a bank. It's a big, it's an educational tool,
Oh, I like that. I like that a lot. So where can we find out more information on this, and how can folks participate? How do they get involved?
Thank you. We can, they can visit our website, cornerstoneleague.coop, and there's a link for political action committee for each state. Obviously, CUNA's got a great website. They're a good resource for us.
All right, Gretchen. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you
Keep
for
up the good
time.
Work. This
thank
was great.
So much.